Well, we're back at it again with another podcast, episode 31. Hopefully, we'll have this more consistent soon. But, just hanging out. Grub Gun's here with me, back to the dynamic duel. How you doing?
Not bad. It's been a minute. But, we're pretty busy. So, it's at least we're here doing this. We're back.
Yeah, it's been busy for sure. How'd you like having Wilbur on the show?
Oh, that was awesome. What are you talking about? That's crazy. It was just nice to have a third person to bounce off of, you know what I mean? For a change, it's like it's a different dynamic, and you know, it was awesome for the 30th episode to have a special guest.
It was the best threesome I've had in a while, but it was great actually. Like I said, I knew we'd all get along. Obviously, it was the first time you guys even chatted, which was cool. I forgot that.
Yeah, never actually.
Person. Yeah, never, or whatever.
Well, yeah, exactly. Never heard his voice other than on a video.
Yeah, but yeah, it was all fun. But yeah, how's everything else going? You're busy or with work?
Well, yeah, it's kind of busy at work. I mean, there's not enough staff anywhere in the world. So, I mean, like, they work us to our fingers to our bones just, and then they still complain about stuff. But yeah, it's just been busy, but, you know, cut my hours, so I'm not working as much because I don't need to and I don't want to, so like I'm making my life easier over the course of the next few months because I deserve it. I've earned the right. So yeah, it's been kind of busy.
Yeah, oh for sure. Yeah, retail for me, it's been so busy, and like had to, same thing, not enough people, not enough staff, so I'm working like so much for me. And the people at work got me nice Gengar plush. I posted that on Insta and Twitter and all that. Because, yeah, these people noticed that I was actually working hard. So.
Yeah, no, it must be nice to have staff members around you that actually respect what you do. You know, me being...
Yeah, surprise.
Me being working at a chain grocery store, where it's... the safe way to shop. I'm not mentioning any names of what store I work at, but they don't care about me as a person, and all I get is telling me stuff I've done wrong. I do not get any positive reinforcement where I work. So, you know, is it any wonder why I cut my hours and don't want to work there anymore?
Yeah, no, I'm lucky. I get along. Like, it's there. Yeah, you know, it's just not people I might hang out with one or two of them once in a while, but some people I wouldn't, but yeah, it's just, you know, but I get along really well at work, and yeah, it's nice that they've seen me working harder. I mean, I'm trying to do my best, so trying to extra energy, like I said before the podcast, like from the working out and stuff, like I've just noticed a difference in my how I feel physically for once, so yeah, it's a little bit better than normal, so I'm so surprised, so I'm just trying to ride it out, but yeah, I've had slightly more energy than normal, so just trying to do that, and yeah, it's been good, you know, push at the work, and yeah, it's been crazy.
Yeah, no, that's good. It gives me hope.
For toys.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it gives me hope. Yeah, no, and yeah, I've seen a, like, DHR Adrian that you met, like, we hung out a few times, because now he, like, lives where I live, so, we're playing some, like, what was it, Hyperstone Heist Ninja Turtles, and it's just like, yeah, I'm forgetting that I feel so crummy all the time, and then yeah, just trying to like be more social for once, seeing other people and just kind of, you know, toy hunting and working a lot, but feeling a little better, and actually I've actually enjoyed some days finally, so it's just surprising.
Yeah, no, well, that's the important Shocking. Thing. It's how you feel, right? I mean, it changes everything if you're feeling good. Like, you can just go through the motions and still go and have to do all the toy hunting and stuff. But if you're feeling it, I mean, it's even better.
Yeah, no, I haven't felt anything in so long. So I'm just like, oh, I'm forgetting, like, I feel weird. And then I'm like, well, I was just enjoying that for once. I was in the moment. It's like, wow, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You get used to that, some sort of, but yeah, like I said, I have my sister to thank for sure. Like, I'm telling you, this is her store. Like, she is like, she looks like a, like, you know, she just like owns the gym in a sense. Like, she's not like the gym douche or anything, but she's just like, that's her area where she shines. It's like being in a video game store, like a pawn shop with me or something, you know?
Right.
It's just like funny to see, because I'm like out of my shell there and I'm all nervous and freaked out, right? And then she's just like, get on the freaking wheel, you little hamster, you know. Like, oh. Yeah, just keep it up, you know.
Yeah, no, that's good.
Toy hunting, what did you find lately?
Oh God. Well,
or not pre-order or get shipped or what?
Well, my Alicon, Quintesson Alicon finally showed up from Amazon, and I think I pre-ordered that thing in March. And I honestly didn't think it was going to show up at all. It's one of those Amazon Canada things where it's like, you know, you pre-order something and it's just like, we'll let you know when it comes in. And all of a sudden, no, here it comes. So I finally got that. And so that's pretty awesome. And then I'd ordered the Generation Select Star Convoy from, I didn't know I was ordering it from China. But it ended up coming from China, and like,
is it legit though?
Oh no, it's 100% legit. Yeah. It's in the Hasbro box and everything, and
yeah, the box they get easily printed.
Well, no, but the outer cardboard box, like the plain cardboard looking one, is Hasbro box, and the inside, it's all like, I mean, it's all legit. Yeah. But it sat in customs for like a week. Like it was like, oh no, it's in, it got here on the 15th and it just sat there. And I'm like, well, what's going on? Like, is this thing lost already? And then all of a sudden out of the blue, it showed up. And that was pretty good because like that was a kind of a spur of the moment. You know, I have the Super Megatron. So I'm like, well, I need to have Star Convoy. And it was kind of cheap. So I figured, what the heck, I'll order this. I ordered it from, oh God, TF Safari website. It was like
a really crazy third party one coming out too. I don't know if we'll talk about that, but I just thought that was crazy.
Yeah, so there's that. And
I like the one you got, because that one, I just like the, of course, the name brand of Hasbro.
Yeah, I mean, I like the third party one a lot because it's huge. It's like 13 inches. It's massive, that thing. But I mean, it's $200. I can't throw around $200. Unless that Quintesson Pit of Sorrow or whatever it's called, the Judgment Pit, Hasbro Pulse exclusive stupid thing shipped yesterday while I was sleeping. So there's $200 out of my wallet that I didn't expect to have to spend. So within a week, I'll have that lovely display box of, you know, the recolor of the Quintesson and Alicon and whatever that I'm just going to put in a box for 4 months and I'm not even going to be able to look at. So it's
couldn't want to open that thing anyways, but
no, I know that's the thing. Like, I mean, it's cool that I'm getting it, but I feel more that it's like, it's one of those horrible things. That's like a vanity piece where you're buying it because it's like, oh my God, Hasbro Pulse exclusive. And like those words, like just, I hate the words exclusive anyway, but I mean, like, it's like, you just, like, you get
it. Yeah, but those characters that you're getting are pretty sick, because they've never made that little guy who falls off Kranix the thing, like, spare me this mockery of justice.
Yeah, no, it's a really cool set, but like, it just kind of bugs me because it's like, you want to have it just to have it. Like, if there's no, the driving force behind it is more like it's ego based and not figure based. So it's like, all right, look at this. Look how cool this is. Look, I actually managed to get the pre-order, and I get it, and then you get it, and it's like, yeah,
I was happy though that they gave more pre-orders for it today out.
I know, I saw that. Yeah, no, that was pretty good. I mean, it kind of, I was like, what? But I was in a limited club.
I've
letting more people into my
club. You know what? I've seen people in toy hunt videos find that at a store. There's stacks of them at a store. So
I know.
I mean, yeah. So if you're, and that'd be cheap. But no one I knew saw that in the store. I would have just told them to buy it for me for like in store price and then just pay the shipping.
Right. No, I know. But I mean, that, you know, as a Canadian. Ordering stuff from the States, like, we get screwed like in every orifice at this point.
Yeah, it's the capitalist junk and the bad email or bad like mail service here. So
oh no, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, Big Bad Toy Store has a $4 shipping rate in the States and some places like Florida. So flat.
Yeah, I know, it's flat rate, $4. It's like you guys. I know, and for us to get it, they're like, okay, well, we need your one of your
$20 or more.
Yeah, one of your kidneys, your firstborn child, and lifelong devoted.
I taught them how to wrap, but yeah, how to what? And that else? Anything else show up or? Did you see anything in stores? Didn't you get some stuff from Ages though? I swear.
Since we last talked,
I feel like you got like that. What's his name? Blitzwing or someone or.
I did. I got Generations Blitzwing. I got my God, I can't even remember. Oh, I got Cryo Scourge. Which is kind of fun. He's been in their glass case for like ever, and he looks awesome. And I had a $75 credit in the store, so I got Cryo Scourge and Power of the Primes Rodimus.
Oh yeah,
slash Hot Rod for I got him for basically for nothing. So
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, no, that's good. That Power of the Primes Rodimus is a really nice figure. You know, like I've seen a lot of people like whine about it that it's not that great, but he's really big and it's cool that he transforms from Hot Rod to Rodimus. Like, you know, he's a little bit wonky looking, but he's,
yeah, the Rodimus are really. I mean, the Hot Rod I like. That new Hot Rod looks amazing though. So
yeah, no, I know.
So, but yeah, it's okay. I just don't like the arms on that figure because they like stick out like on like poles.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is that his shoulders are really whack. Like his shoulders actually start at his neck. So it's like really like unless he's just standing there, you can't really he looks kind of silly. Like you can't like raise his arms properly, but it's but otherwise like it's he's really nice. Like I don't have any complaints for that. Granted I got him for nothing, but I mean like it's a really nice figure, and I'm glad I have it. Because, I mean, it's one of those figures that I never thought I'd really have. Like, I never wanted a Hot Rod or a Rodimus. It's like, you know, it's not really my kind of thing. But, like, I've been more, like, Autobot friendly lately. Like, I'm really, like, I'm very pro-Optimus now, where I, like, in the beginning, I was, like, very anti having, like, any Optimus Primes. And now I've got, like, six, like, crazy ones, and I'm like, Optimus is a cool figure. They do a lot of cool things with the Optimus figure.
Wow, jeez. I'm sure they do.
Well, they do.
Yeah. I'm kidding. They paint them black. I'm just
kidding. Yeah, they paint them black. That was exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, wow, jeez, yeah. You've been overturned by the Autobots, but. I like Autobots. I've always liked Autobots. So I just like when I got G1 stuff, when I got back into Transformers in like 2007, 2009, I wanted a G1 Soundwave. I wanted a Skywarp. I wanted like Starscream. I wanted Megatron. Like I had like Impulse, like, and like just, you know, because I didn't want to buy toy cars. So,
right.
And then, yeah, as I got more into Headmasters and other Autobots, like those Turbo Masters and European G1/G2 stuff, like, that's where my heart is, you know?
Right, all that stuff. Yeah.
But what did I get lately? I got Cyberverse something. Cyberverse, I wish I knew his name. I'm just spacing. Maybe I can find it on here. But, okay, yeah, his name's Iaconis. I would never.
Right.
But, and then I got another, that Cyberverse, $79 Cyberverse. Energon Bumblebee I needed went on sale for $50 at Toys R Us, so I got that.
Yep.
Then I got the Super Megatron you sent, I paid, and then you've helped me get the Tigertron. I'm paying you back. I appreciate it. It's been crazy.
No problem.
Thanks. So helping a collector out, man. But what else? I got that RC, that anime RC.
Oh that yeah, yeah, yeah. Nicey.
Nicey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so got her.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked. And then I feel like I got something else, but I can't remember right now. So weird. Oh, I got another blaster.
Oh, of course. I mean, why not? I saw maybe 20 of them at a Walmart the other day. Like
I'm gonna buy more of them if they clearance them to $20. I'm gonna buy like three more.
Oh, if they clearance them, I'll buy one. But, like, yeah. I'm not paying $40 for that thing.
I know, I was buying those other ones for $89, though.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I was buying double Astrotrains for $89. So these seem so cheap to me when I see them. I'm like, oh, man, another blaster? Why not? Another blaster. It's ridiculous. But, yeah, just, I think that's, oh, yeah, no, I already mentioned that. Oh, and the best other thing I got some other like Marvel Legends, I think, or figures, but the best thing is I got that Spawn number one. I sent you a picture of that Spawn number one, the comic. So
Yeah, I mean,
that, no, this isn't about comics or anything, but you know, a Spawn number one in mint condition.
yeah, that kind of wins the day right there.
Like I was saying, hopefully I can go, if conventions in the world ever opens up, I can go get that signed.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Right. And then yeah, get my face signed as well. So that'd be cool. Just as cool.
Of
My face
course.
tattoo. But yeah, so and then yeah, I guess that's about it for that. We'll get, yeah, thanks. You know, we always have these other topics. Now, thank you for the people that listen to this part of the podcast. I know the news segments and some of the discussion videos get more of the views, but now that we've chopped it up, we're getting more views for the whole podcast overall. So thank you for everyone that's listening. Especially this is a little more inside us. Get to know about us a bit more and all that. But yeah, I wanted to bring up, we talked about it on the Let's Talk About It a little bit, but I wanted to get your take on the Target exclusives, Thrust and Runabout, is it? Or Run Amok?
Run amok,
Run Amok?
thing.
Yeah. I
Yeah.
just wanted to, because you know, I know you want the cone heads. I know, you know, I just wanted to hear your take on all that.
Well, it's
Fair.
well, it's another way that like Hasbro kind of divides their collecting community where they make things available to certain people and they think, oh, well, this is kind of fun because it helps out our, you know, places that sell our products. But
Well,
as
yeah,
a
they have the hold on
Canadian,
these places because there's no Toys R Us there. Toys R Us, when it was there, they took the majority of all this stuff, and there's, but now these people are like using it to their advantage to be like, give us exclusives.
yeah, but the problem is like a lot of collectors like really don't have the level of self-control to stop themselves from buying this stuff. So the thing is like it makes they as a Canadian collector, we have no idea how we can access these things. So we end up having to pay a scalper price or just literally get
Premium.
left out. Yeah,
Yeah.
premium or get left out. And I mean, the thing is like it feels like we're not thought of in the entire process. And it really bugs me, especially with Thrust, because like, sure, it might show up on wherever, right? Like, but it's so hit and miss. I have no idea if I'm ever going to have that figure.
That'll be a
Now,
$300 figure on eBay, I guarantee it.
yeah, this is the thing. It's already that way. Like, it's you just take a look and it's already that way. But I mean, this is the thing. Like, when I saw that, and Run Amok actually was the one that kind of started tipping the scales,
The
where I'm like,
G1s are better.
well, I mean, sure, you know. Every time you say that, and I just remember what they look
They
like,
look
I'm like,
like?
what?
And you love them.
They're not even a toy. But like, I'm just like, I can't abide that level of like corporate like shoehorning of a product so that it eliminates some people from being able to get it. Like when I saw the Run Amok, I was just like, oh, this is that's awesome. I can't wait to get it. And then I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna get it. The thanks for that. Like you and I
This will
just
be the
kind of,
hottest, the Thrust will be the hottest of this series right now. Yeah. And it'll be the hottest figure of this whole run for a
yeah,
while.
I know. They couldn't make it some remold of something where it's like, yeah, whatever. They have to make it a
Well,
literally
it's
the
red, so they want the red stuff.
yeah. Oh,
Because
yeah.
Target.
No,
Yeah.
it makes sense. It makes sense, right?
Yeah.
But like I'm done. Like if I don't get this figure, I'll just buy a third party one and be like, ha ha lol, I'm spending this on some Chinese knockoff and not on Hasbro stuff because I no longer can support the you know, the quote unquote, you know, Target exclusive economy that that leaves people
Yeah.
out. It leaves
Yeah.
people out. And I
Well,
mean like,
we're, yeah, the thing is, though, we're being left out so much. The UK is being totally left out. They have no way to get it
well,
without
yeah.
paying like super premium.
No,
So
I
it's
know.
like we're in the middle, but yeah, it still sucks. And then, of course, like it's just like, I guess that capitalist nature of like they don't really care. Like I said, one state probably sells more Transformers than Canada combined.
Well, this is the thing.
On paper, it's like, who really cares? Throw some up there, and it's like, but I get it. It hurts. Like I said, the UK people feel left out really bad.
Well, I mean,
we're getting shattered of what's left. They're getting nothing, you know?
Yeah, no, that's the thing. We get the dregs of, like, you know, the bottom of the barrel stuff that they decide to ship up here. Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, that's the thing. They provide their population with a bunch of toys and cheap food to, you know, create the illusion of freedom. So this is the thing, like, up here, we don't need to be given everything like this to, you know, stop us from realizing that, you know, everyone is corrupt. So we just
the blinders you must wear.
Yeah. So this is the thing. They're welcome to this stuff, as far as I'm concerned. Like, I'm not, you know, just because I can't go to, I'm never going to the States again, but I mean, like, I don't care anymore. Like, I want the figure. Sure, it would be nice. But if I don't get it, oh, well. It's not a big deal anymore. Like, I can't be brainwashed into that stupid exclusive mindset. It's not good for me as a toy collector. The money that I would spend on that, I always just think to myself, imagine how much Armada stuff I could get with the money that I would spend on that.
Yeah, well, the thing for me is these characters, I would, in a sense, go out the whole way, like, because it's Thrust, right? So it's like, okay, $500, take it. But that'd be like, this is, like I said before, earlier, this is like the end, because, like, they're not going to be doing G1 characters that I would, like, do that for anymore.
So right.
This is like if these were exclusive Armada figures, and I know Armada needs it time and generations, and give it some time and shine, for sure, do some new takes on it, but it's like, I wouldn't be impulsed to buy, like, some Armada generation select Target exclusive for like $600, you know. But right. Thrust, if I was stupid enough, I haven't drank in years, but if I was drunk, yeah, I'd buy that.
Oh no, I'm an idiot. Sure.
But I mean, no. Like this is the end. Like they won't have any more G1 like things, so I wouldn't do that. But yeah, no, I feel you. Like, I'm just like, why would I buy Thrust? I would, but, like, you know, why would I buy something that, like, I don't really care about for that price? So I'd rather spend it on like G1 or.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, it's not having easy access to this stuff is annoying, and it bothers me, but it bothers me way less. Once I just wash my hands of the whole idea, I'm just like, whatever.
Yeah,
Keep it.
But it just sucks this one, because it's Thrust. You want that, right?
Like, of course. Well, yeah. I mean, you know, whenever Amazon decides to ship me those other two cone heads.
Yeah, they canceled mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, mine's still an open order.
Yeah, so mine got canceled. Mine got shipped and then it got canceled.
Weird.
Yeah. And people were saying that they were like, if you ordered 10 of them and you were a scalper, they paid out those orders first. And anyone that just was a real collector and bought it for, like, themselves, they canceled their orders.
Wow, because mine's still open, so I was still hoping that would show up. Well, if I don't get the other two, then to hell with it. I'm not buying. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, and then you can just buy the third party.
I'm just buying third party ones, because, I mean, you can get fake masterpiece ones for $50 of these guys. So, I mean,
would be junk, though, because the real ones are trash. But yeah.
Well, listen, it's only going to stand on the shelf anyway. So
yeah, I guess. I just can't move them. So
yeah, I'll play with the real toys and then just stare at those.
Yeah, they're weird. But
yeah,
no, I know. It's a crazy thing, man. Like, we'll see. Like I said, I'll do it for now. Like, I'm playing this last thing, like I've said for the last few times.
Yeah.
I don't mind where Beast Wars is going, because I do like Beast Wars, my favorite Transformers show besides the 1986 movie. So some of the Tigertron looks cool. Or no, what we saw, Blacker and Nia, I mean, looks cool. And a few other guys look okay. So, and yeah, I'm into it a bit. But like I said, I have more attachment to that. But once we move past, if Beast Wars will probably fail out of the get-go, I'm guessing. So, you know, if they move on to Armada, I won't be buying, like, their Armada exclusives, you know?
Right, yeah.
But I'd rather buy, like G1 stuff I don't have or anything. But yeah, we'll see. Just ride this out a little more.
Yeah, for sure. I'm just going to get what I can get easy, you know.
Yeah, do that first. That's what I've turned more to tell you the truth.
I can't, you can never be a completionist. So, I mean, once you know what you like and what kind of figures you like, just buy them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, thanks for listening to part of the podcast. Hopefully this will be up now while you're listening to it. And then I'll have the news out slightly after. And yeah, definitely get your comments in. Ask us questions. We'll feature it in the podcast and all that. But yeah, thanks for listening and check out the news segment. Well, get right into the Transformers news and some stuff that's dropped a little while ago. We'll talk about stuff that interests us. And yeah, it's so much fun. TFCon Online 2020 happened and they have exclusives. It's the world of exclusives. But these are the third party exclusives. Yeah, this is Fans Hobby. I had the Minerva or the whatever they called her, Athia, actually, in the new version of it. But yes, I have the Minerva. I love Victory. I love that figure. I don't mind the mold. There is a little issue with the flap on the leg, but this is a repaint remold of I can't remember. We have, what's her name? Jeez, the Geisha Transformer. Windblade. Jesus. Yeah, why can't I remember that? But yeah, this is like their little take on Windblade. What do you think of her?
Well, when I saw it, I thought, oh, look, exclusive. So at that point, I was already
Exclusively checked out.
I was pretty well done, but I think it's really pretty. I mean, it's a great take on the figure, but I mean, you know, turns into a car. I mean, it's kind of odd.
I like cars, but like I like them. I like, I don't, won't have it in the car mode, maybe for a video, but like I like kind of the, but like when they have the car body when they're in robot mode,
right? Yeah,
any sense? I kind of like the look, because it's like simplified, you know. She's got the nice round legs and like,
yeah, I mean, it's a nice looking character. I really like the paint job on it, like, but you know, I mean,
you think about Windblade as a character, like, did you like the look, the geisha look or whatever?
Well, that's what I mean. It's really like they did a good job of the fit and finish of this figure. Like it looks like It'd be worth it, you know what I mean? If you paid for it, you'd be like, "Oh, this is really pretty. It's got a lot of different colors on it, and the, you know, it's well, it looks well made, you know, like it looks, it doesn't, it's
pretty good, yeah,
yeah, yeah. It doesn't look odd like some of the figures do, but you know, it's one of those things where it's like I'm not gonna do any great research on how to acquire this, and I probably couldn't acquire it. So it's one of those things where it's just, it's a figure that exists on Earth that I'll have no access to ever. So,
yeah, I mean, H's might get it eventually, or like one might show up down the road.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm not sure if they have, where these exclusives for these were on. Cause yeah, it's third party stuff. So I'm not sure. I didn't see it on Big Bad, I don't think.
Yeah. I don't.
Let's check quickly, but yeah, she, like, the thing for me is, like, I've never been super fan of that look. I mean, it's okay, and I know they kind of shoved her down fans' throats at one point. I know she was, like, pretty popular as well, but
yeah,
it just, yeah, I like seeing more girl bots. I like the Minerva one more. It's more subtle, and she's, like, an ambulance, right? Like, I want the G1 one, but I can't spend $3,000 on that right now, but yeah, it's just so cool, but yeah, this, I like this mold. Like I said, maybe they fix that weird flappy leg that it has, because it kind of has a weird floppy leg on mine.
Right.
Just that it doesn't click in. Like, you know how those round parts, they have like that back flap that flaps around?
Yeah, yeah.
It just doesn't have that, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they get a lot of mileage out of the Windblade paint job. Like, you know, like I keep seeing different versions of Windblade all over the place, and it's like, yeah, this is just another, it's a different version of it, so it's kind of nice to see.
Yeah, like I'll send you the one right now, the one, just so you can just see it quickly, like I want you to look at while I'm talking about it, but just like,
yeah,
her, like she has that look where you don't really know it's a chick, but I mean she is a chick, but in the show, you know, she had, I just like it. I like this more, but I mean, I like the plain Autobots. I like Ambulance. I like Red Alert. I love people like that. Inferno, the fire truck, you know,
right?
I love that team. But yeah, no, but it's a good take on this mold with the this one. But yeah, we're checking Big Bad Toy Store. You cannot get it on their site. I'm not sure where you got these third-party exclusives, but
Yeah, me neither.
I'm not going out of my way for this one. If this was the Minerva, I'd be going out of my way, but they did the one I want, luckily, and it wasn't exclusive.
Right.
Transformers Kingdom packaging. This came out a little while ago, but I still wanted to talk about it, because I like your take, as you weren't into Beast Wars as much at all at the time, right? And I was, like, hyper-dialed in, because 96, I was 10. So it's cool, the contrast of our opinions. But they did the art, and they're showing us the new packaging, where it's a littler window. You don't get to see the bot as they want to cut down on plastic use. And yeah, they have the full beast mode art in the front and cool art on the side. I'm really digging it, but how do you feel about not seeing the full figure and the plastic and save the earth?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm all for the using of less plastic, because that plastic insert on, you know, basically everything up till now is just so annoying. Like, I hate that giant plastic bubble inside of the box. It to have the guy floating in there. I mean, we know what the figure's going to look like. I like the smaller window, you know.
At least you can see the robot face painting. I do like that.
That's the thing that I was going to say. Like, you know, that's the important part of the figure that you're seeing. It's peeking out of the box. More room for artwork on the front of the box, which is kind of cool. Like, I really like the way that the wraparound artwork on the box
is. I know, it's fantastic. I want to get doubles of all these, except, like, the weird little dinosaur things they put together.
But yeah.
I want a sealed one of each.
Yeah. No, it's a really good idea. And, I mean, like, you know, sure, there's still 75 twist ties in the thing, probably, or whatever they are, those awful little rubber things.
Yeah, the West and twist ties there.
Yeah, but I mean, I really like the packaging. I think it's really good. It stands out. That's the whole thing, is that it's not just a different style of artwork, like on the boxes. Like, the Earthrise is basically just a siege box with a different color on it. I mean, it's pretty
plain.
Yeah, so they really push the boat out on these new on this new packaging. Like, it's really good. I really enjoy it. I mean, I'm sure there's going to be people whining about it, but, you know, it's...
Yeah, no, for sure. I think a lot of people, like, that aren't just whining about Beast Wars in general, but a lot of people that, like, are seeing this, most of them, what I've heard, like, good percent is, like, they like it.
Yeah.
Which is nice to hear. And they're like, oh, I don't mind, like, not seeing the whole bot. I get to see the face. There's a cool little dinosaur on there. There's Barney.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only one doing that. But, like, I'm stoked for Barney's artwork and Black Rat Nia. And, yeah, it looks great. That's on the shelf. I want it, you know.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Like I said, that wraparound artwork is just, it makes the box, like, it makes you want to grab that and be like, holy cow, look at this, look what's inside this box.
Yeah, if this did some characters I really, really wanted, like Tarantulas, Pterosaur, or Infernal, like the Red Ant, or like, yeah, I'm missing my favorite. Oh, yeah, another Tigertron. I know Tigertron's coming, but, like, Tigertron box art like this? Are you kidding me? I'll be buying everyone I see.
Yeah, for sure. You need four, at least.
I'm not kidding you. Yeah, like, that'll be impulsive, yeah. Be like, oh, I need to get a couple more.
yeah, no, it's really
Red
nice.
Ninja. Yeah,
yeah.
I got another Red Ninja, and then I'm selling it to one of the Nerf brothers, though. He never got one. So
You know, it's nice to spread the wealth.
Yeah, so I'll give that to him.
Considering you have everyone in the
town,
100-mile radius. So yeah. I mean, you know.
Got all those Red Ninjas, but yeah, no, it's like you said, this stuff on the shelf, it's gonna be so lively again. And like I said earlier in this podcast, even, like, maybe this will fail, because, like, I just don't feel like enough people are into this, or that they kind of pass the time as, like, you know, people like are 35 that were 5 or 10 years old when this was on TV.
Right,
like,
right.
That's a little past, isn't it? The nostalgia. You shouldn't have done this 5 years ago.
35
years old? Almost 40 years old, and you're finally homaging Beast Wars? I mean, come on. It's Armada's time now. The Armada people want their thing. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, no, exactly. It is. I always thought it was an odd direction to go, and it just, you know, maybe it'll make sense down the line, but, like, right now, it just seems like, why go from, like, really robot-y robots to animals? Like, it just, yeah, it's like, it's a like weird...
the tail end, though, of, like, they're trying, like I said, the tail end of this generation. Like, one last, like, these people are 35 that were 10. Drop it now. Like, it's the last time we'll ever get to. And I do like the idea of different Transformers. Like, not just Hound again, not just Optimus. Well, yeah, there's Optimus Prime here, but, like, Megatron that's a dinosaur. Like, others, the characters. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing, is that, like, it is completely different. Like, they have the option, you know, it is just not the same stuff. Like, oh, look, it's a Jazz remold, even though, you know, they're doing that anyway, right? But still, like, it seems odd, but, you know, I'm warming to it, but, like, I was never a fan, so it's not for me.
Yeah, I say I'm a diehard fan, that, and this, seeing this stuff makes me just want to go on eBay and buy a $500 Panther.
Yeah, no, exactly. No, this is the thing.
Like, I don't want this, but this gets me, like, impulsive. And this is not the time to buy Beast Wars, ladies and gentlemen.
No, definitely not.
eBay. So, but yeah, that's the type of thing. Like, I'm like, oh, man, yeah. But, and I had all those, but like I said, I played a lot of them to death, and, like, I missed their pieces, and that would make me have anxiety now. So,
yeah.
I need them. But, I mean, I'll wait on them until they're worthless again, but,
yeah,
it's interesting. I'm for it. It just, like, the Megatron doesn't look right to me because it doesn't fully resemble the show. And I know the other ones in their animals modes don't resemble the show. It's like more of a realistic take. Yeah, and there's something else off about it, but it's just like the masterpiece one is like freaking awesome. So, and it's not like exactly like the masterpiece one.
Right. Yeah. I mean, like, this is one of those things where, like, I want to see them in person before I buy them. Like, because I just, I'm getting no context from the pictures, so, like, I can look at pictures all day, but until I actually see it, I'm still kind of skeptical, so.
Of course. Yeah. Like I said, I wanted to change. I like Beast Wars, but I'm more interested when I see these. I'm interested in some of them, but it makes me want to buy the old stuff, which I'm going to not do. But it's just like, yeah, crazy. And yeah, watch out, Tigertron, because I'll be coming for you. I'll be army building Tigertron. So hopefully I don't short box them yet.
Yeah.
Well, Fans Project KA-13 Patrol pre-orders went live for TFCon Online 2020, another exclusive done by Ages 3 and Up. I guess you said they're taking on the project and doing it in the G2 colors.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it seems to be to me, is that, like, it got started by Fans Project and the Ages 3 and Up just kind of took control took over the project and started producing it themselves as an exclusive to the store, I think. So
it's interesting. And yeah, you've seen these in actual Vancouver.
They're in store. Like, I've looked at them several times, but, you know, until an entire set is available, like, I don't ever consider buying anything, because, you know, I've asked about certain things where they release it one figure at a time and no one's ever certain whether it's ever going to be finished. But this one they knew was going to be finished, it was just a matter of time. But
yeah, I have the X Transbot one. I'm still waiting for that G2 color of the middle guy, so Motormaster, whatever his real name is. So Motormaster, but it's just like, yeah, but this, I like this all combined though, in the robot mode and the combined mode. It looks really cool.
Yeah, no, it looks really
big shoulder.
Yeah, he's a nice figure, and he's like, the colors are like, they pop really nice. I think my Menasor is these colors, if I'm not mistaken.
It is,
so I mean, mine's been in a box for a month and a half, so I can't even look at it as reference, but, like, yeah, it's really nice. I like those big shoulders. It's a cool figure. I mean, and, you know, having it as an exclusive to the store is kind of neat, but having them, I mean, the problem is buying them all separate is annoying, and I wish that they were all in one big box.
Guy is 160 or 159.95 Canadian.
Yeah, 160. And I mean, like, you know, every other one I think is 70. So it's like, you know, you're into the $400 price range for this fella. So, I mean, it is what it is. It's kind of pretty, but, you know, and I like the idea of it being like an Ages 3 and Up exclusive kind of recolor or coloring.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, there's all kinds of other things that you could buy other than this. And, you know, getting, I mean, it wasn't hard for me to get the original or the, you know, a Hasbro Menasor. So, you know, I get where they're coming from with this. I'd like to see it all put together. Like, it'd be nice to actually see it. Cause like I said, pictures don't do any of this stuff justice. It could look like anything when you get your hands on it. And, but I mean, I have seen the individual figures in their little bubble wrap packaging, which looks a little bit cheap, but, and they do kind of look cheap in person, but
yeah, because they're carded, right?
Yeah, because they're carded, and like, I don't know, I mean, but sure, you know, this is, it's pretty, it's a nice figure, and I would imagine it would look really good on the shelf, you know.
Yeah, it makes me want my like Transbot one, but the thing is, like, I like them in the individual modes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Two of each, but
great.
Hopefully they'll put a box of that out. I love those. You know me, I came around there. Those X-Transbots, they're good for a third party, but yeah, this, like you said, it looks cool. I dig the like shoulder look and all the stuff, and I love G2, so I love the colors, but yeah, not going out of my way for this, but yeah, interesting.
Yeah, I mean, he's better looking than the Hasbro one. I'd, you know, if this is what the Hasbro one looked like, mm-hmm. I'd be really happy.
Yeah, it's more proportionate. Kind of he's skinnier and cooler, yeah.
Yeah.
His skinniness equals coolness. But no, the healthy image for kids, but for people, but yeah. But yeah, no, it is what it is. But I do think, he looks more like, he looks way cooler here.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Hasbro ones, those Hasbro combiners all look completely wonky. They're just...
Yeah, I'd say the Devastator's pretty good, though, like the Predaking, but they're a different scale.
Yeah, they're a different scale. That's the thing, is that once you get into those regular combiners, you know, with the 5-inch figures, with the one big figure in the middle, their hips don't look right. Their arms are just completely wrong. Like, everything is just kind of wrong once you put them together, and it's, you know, you can't pose them. They're just so flimsily held together, and they're just wobbly. And this guy at least looks like he's got a, you know, a low center of gravity. You can't knock him off your shelf.
Yeah, so, I like him. He looks like a ninja.
Yeah, I know, and I really dig the colors. I mean, you know, that purple, blue, turquoise, I mean, it's great. I love that.
Yeah, G2. Transformers Generation Selects God Neptune in-hand images. So, yeah, I have the other one, the King Poseidon, the G1 style colors. And, yeah, this is the Beast Wars 2nd colors, right? Beast Wars 2?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. This is, I mean, I didn't want to be seeing people actually getting theirs on the internet, because this is a $300 investment for me, and like, it looks absolutely amazing. That off-white gold bronze like color scheme that it's got going on is absolutely spectacular. I've seen like close-ups of these figures, and these are amazing. Even though I like the coloring on yours, the other ones, the Generation Select ones, better. You know, the ones that you've
G1,
got.
Yes.
Yeah. I like that coloring better, but like this, you know, I was skeptical to begin with because I hate that off-white, that kind of translucent off-white in a figure.
Bone white.
It always looks crap. But this, in this case, like, it's really nice.
Yeah, no, I really like it. I hope I get it. I have it pre-ordered, so hopefully, yeah, I'll see. But I like it. I kind of like these colors more too, because I am so used to the G1 one, because I saw the G1 figure as a kid a lot. But this, seeing this other take on them, a different Beast Wars style, yeah, they look cool. Like, because the guy looks like he has like a gold chain on, the turtle guy, turtler, yep. And he's in his robot mode. The other guys look pretty gangster. You know, even where these pictures are taken, this house looks like a mansion.
Right.
You look around the back. These people are balling out.
No, I know.
Like,
are you
kidding me? They have like a crazy, that one of those ceiling things.
Yeah.
Like chandelier, and they like in the background you see these like old school like dramatic like frames on stuff and the roof and the lighting. I'm like, where is this?
Yeah. No, it looks like the pictures are taken in some kind of museum.
I know.
Like, but, you know, I've seen actual regular civilian pictures of these, like, where it's like, you know, people like, well, I was going to say people like you and me actually with the figures in hand. And, like, you know, it's so, I mean, like, normal people can have it too, not just a guy living.
I know. I just can't believe how they're showing this off. This looks like Baller Central, like the Playboy Mansion or something. I'm just like, holy crap. I was like blown away by the background. I'm like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. Like, this guy, you know, he's living in some kind of like huge mansion and he's making a big deal out of this $300 like Hasbro figure he bought. Like, it's like look
the place
at
this. Goes with it, all the gold. I'm just like, I was just in shock. I thought that had to be brought up. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah.
But the figure itself is awesome. I mean, its combined mode, it stands just very cool.
Oh, no kidding. And I mean, like, I hadn't seen, like I saw some vague packaging images of it, like about a month ago of it, like, in the packaging. But, like, to see the actual box, like, that thing's going to be so awesome. That massive, crappy brown box, you know, it's really nice. Like, it seems to be, I'll hopefully be getting my money's worth out of this thing.
Yeah, no, the packaging of it all in the plastic inside of the box looks really good. Like, yeah, it all fits nicely. You can see everyone in their little beast mode, basically.
Yeah.
The tuck there. It's nice. And, yeah, like I said, they're outstanding by themselves. Like, the female, I'm looking at her in her robot mode. She looks cool.
Right.
Just like, yeah. And then, little Sharky, everyone. It's just like... people like, and the combined mode, it just looks great. I've still never combined in my G1 one set though.
Well, you know,
I'm like, I'm gonna do it for the video, and then like I saw that one guy to review and all this stuff happened, and I'm like, oh, that went to disaster. And like in the videos I'm saying, like, I've never put a combiner war together, like, this would be the first one, and I still didn't do it. But that'll be coming. Hopefully I'll get on that by the end of the year.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Yeah, because if I have this one, I got to do both or something. But, you pre-ordered it. I have it pre-ordered. We'll see. We should be getting this. It's like a three over how many American dollars, or how many Canadian dollars?
Oh God, it's like $350 altogether. It's going to be, it's ridiculous. Like, I mean, the, you know, considering when they release things like the other combiners that they've had, the Abominus, and that's only 200 and something. It's like, oh God, why is this one 350 and Abominus is like 250? It's like, why can't this balance out to my budget? But whatever, it is what it is. I was hella jealous of those ones that you got, and then to be able to actually have them, sure, in a recolor, but still, like, it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I like the recoil. Like I said, I've seen the other one so much. So this one kind of like, yeah, like I said, it looks like it belongs in like a mansion. It's like gold and like baller.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, for sure. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully I'll be able to afford this, but I look forward to it. Just who knows? People have gotten them, but I haven't seen anything for us to get shipped out. So
no,
we'll see. But yeah, no, love. Hopefully if I get this, I'll put them all together. TFCon, more exclusives. Mastermind Creations reformatted R46 Vexo Prom. I can't say that.
Prominion,
there you go. So, yeah, try our best here. But, it's basically a Batman Transformer third party exclusive for the con. And it turns into, like, you know, when Batman's in that flying Batwing thing, the whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And yeah, what do you think about the Batman?
Well, when I saw it the other day, I was like, oh, this looks really cool. And then I suddenly realized what it was, that it was just kind of like a Batman Transformer. And I mean, I'm not a Batman guy, so I was like, well, it looks cool. And the people who like this kind of thing, you know, this is the kind of thing those people like. So... It's kind of neat, and it's one of those things that I actually had access to at ages 3 and up. They actually had it on their website, and you could buy it. But it's you know, it's an interesting crossover, and it's, you know, you if you know it's Batman, but it doesn't necessarily have to be Batman. You know,
yes, I mean? But with the yellow belt and all
the
that.
The yellow belt kind of gives it away. Yeah. And it was the one thing that turned me off. Like,
yeah, I liked it, but I'm a huge Dark Knight Batman fan, but I don't the Nolan saga or whatever, but I don't trilogy, but I don't like, I it's just, I don't want that mix of Transformers. Like, I just, even as good as it looks, it's just like, nah, no, I don't need that, but it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, the whole crossover thing for me is a real it's a real gray area, and I'm not really like, I don't, a lot of it I don't understand, and this is another one of those things where it's cool looking, but you know, it's not for me, you know.
It's interesting looking, and I mean, I guess that's what they did for the exclusive, so
yeah. I think it's interesting, and I mean, it's, they made it available, which is good. Like, it's not one of those things where you just see a picture of it and it's like, oh well, that's gone forever and I'm never going to be able to get it. It's,
yeah, you know, I can't believe you saw it on Ages.
Yeah, no, I did. I saw it the day before they announced it. They were like, tomorrow we're going to have this on sale and you can pre-order it. And there you go. And I think it wasn't even a pre-order. I think they actually had this in the store and it was like, you can buy it then. So it's, wow. Yeah, so it's one of those things where you can just get it. And I mean, if it was anything else, you know, if it was something else, I would be happier to buy it. But like, you know, Batman, meh, whatever.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, Batman, Transformer.
I know.
I mean, it looks a lot better than some of those other ones, like the Star Wars Anakins or whatever.
Well, yeah. That's,
those are weird looking, those dolls or whatever. But
yeah, they set the bar really low with those. I mean, and that, you know, that Top Gun one looks like, you know, 100% trash in comparison to this. So, I mean, like,
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. No. Yeah. In that sense. Yeah. But I mean, it's just I the one's growing on me. When I saw how big it is, it kind of grew on me. But
right.
It's massive. But I mean, yeah, I'm not going out of my way to get it. But.
No.
Oh, yeah. If I saw it, maybe. But hopefully I won't see it. Well, the last of the Transformers news we wanted to cover was another Amazon exclusive. Most of these were all exclusives. It's the Galaxy Odyssey collection that has Counterpunch, I guess, right? And mm-hmm. Punch repaint, and it has a Barricade in the Earthrise mode. I have the other one, the Cybertronian car. I like this one a lot more. Wish I didn't have the other one, but this one looks fantastic. And I already have Counterpunch and Punch, and I kind of like the one I have because it's the G1 colors, the dark blue and the orange. But I really like this color on them. I like the light blue and the yellow.
Yeah, this is a great set. You know, I wish I could buy this. This is one of those ones where as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna look this up. And then I realized, oh wait, the dreaded E word, the exclusive word is on it. So, well, there's probably a maybe 10% chance I'm gonna be able to get this. But yeah, these are great figures. Like, this is another set where it's like, wow, they're knocking it out of the park with these two packs.
Yeah, I do. Like I said, I like the other one a little more. The original color Counterpunch one, but that Barricade is so good.
It's mm-hmm.
like Earthrise mode. That looks so good.
Yeah.
And yeah, I have them ordered on Amazon.ca, but that might not go through, you know?
Right. See, I didn't
Amazon.
Even...
Amazon.com, I mean. Yeah, oh, I have it on there. But
the
American
one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get it because they canceled all my other stuff.
Right, yeah.
And they canceled something I really liked, or I couldn't get it. And I think Endput got one for me, they said it was supposed to ship to him, and they haven't shipped yet. They canceled it and pushed it back. It was that like Ratchet and whatever. Just the Ratchet and the green Elite, the green whatever RC or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
The medic one, because I couldn't get that anywhere. So, but like, yeah, this too. It's like, I don't know if they'll cancel it. It sucks.
Yeah. I know. It's another situation where they the whole exclusive economy is just, it's so counterproductive to just the everyone. Like, it doesn't help anybody. It makes people desperate, and it makes people just upset. And I mean, it's easy to get this for some people, and for other people, it's impossible. And it creates haves and have-nots in the community, and it breeds resentment. That's the problem. And I mean, you don't want to be resentful of your hobby. Like, this is the thing. Like, you know, I'd like certain figures, and the thing is I know I can just go and buy them. Like, I can buy things. You can, if you have the ability to go buy things, you can buy things. But if you don't, and you're at the mercy of like regular priced items, then you're out of the loop. And Hasbro really, like, their grasp of like what the people who are buying, their customers, their grasp of what they want and want to have is just, it defies any kind of logic. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, it's you having so many exclusives to that spread out over so many different places.
Yeah, it's just because no cons, though, too. Don't forget. Like,
I know.
Like, there'd be all these exclusive normal, not as many, but there would be cons. So
I know, and I mean, I know there've always been exclusives, and I know that the word exclusive explains the entire thing. It's exclusive. You're part of an elite club because you've got a certain figure that, you know, that Joe Average can't get. But I mean, it's detrimental to the community, because there'll be those guys on the internet going, ha ha lol, you can't get this and I have it. And you know, and that's just going to make the people who don't have it just more bitter. And it's like, just make everything available to everybody and you'll sell more. And like, I mean, the way that they're doing it, it's not helping them out at all. It's not making, it doesn't make me want to get involved in this. And I mean, like, I know that's off the subject of these figures, but it's the same principle. Like, let me buy it. Like, let me buy it and I'll buy it. Like, don't let 10,000 people buy it and then nobody else can have it. Like, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's exclusives, so, like, yeah, and, like, it is what it is. Maybe they wouldn't have sold it as well somewhere. But I'm so stoked to get another Punch Counter Punch figure. This says I'll have it March 11th, 2021, so, like, a month and a day before my birthday. So,
right.
I'll have a month to enjoy it for a breakdown, but...
Right. Or they cancel it. And,
or they're going to cancel it. But yeah, I'm just here's hoping March 11th, 2021, will I get my figure? Will they cancel it?
That's right.
But they look so... Like, they look good. Like, you don't have a Punch Counter Punch, hey?
No. That was... predates my Power collecting.
Prime.
Yeah.
It was an Amazon exclusive as well, but it was Powers of the Prime.
I mean, then... Even if I was collecting back then, I probably wouldn't have been able to get them anyway. So, like, this is the thing.
A little easier before COVID, or a little easier before everything, but...
Oh, I would imagine, yeah, like,
bit easier, yeah.
Five or six years ago, it was probably way easier to collect this stuff than it is now. Now it's like, I don't know, it's so many, it's too much exclusivity and not enough, inclusivity, I guess.
Inclusive. Yeah, no, I don't know. It's kind of what it is, I understand. But at least these ones, like, I don't know if they'll go on the Canadian Amazon listings, but...
I looked, they're not there. They're probably not ever going to be there. So
Amazon.ca is a mess.
Oh, it's a mess. They don't know what they have and what they don't have.
I know. And they give out, I know, like someone was saying, they give out to the, like, the people that buy 10, they fulfill those orders over people that are collectors and actually want one for themselves.
Yeah. Hoarders.
Mm-hmm. Sucks.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm so happy people can get, if you did, could get this set, get it again, just because of how cool it is. Like, the counter punch, and seeing Barricade, and, like, it looks so much better than that Siege mold.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, for sure. The Siege mold of that is, I mean, while it's an okay figure, I mean, I'd much rather have this version than that. It's the figure that I don't have as well. Like, I don't have the figure.
If you don't have either of these guys, this is such a good set.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, I mean, but
you'll see. You'll see. You know, like, I'm keeping an eye out. I wish it went on the Canadian one.
Oh, I've been looking, and if it was on the Canadian one, I would have sent you a link as soon as I saw it.
I was like, yeah, I'll grab that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I thought about it when I saw it when it first came up. I thought, oh, okay, well, there it is on Amazon.com, and it tells you, like, how much it would cost to import it and whatever. Like, it does explain to you in the on.com what it would cost to send it to Canada, but I'm just like, oh, do I need to spend $75 like, seriously, like... I'll keep the $75 and buy something that I want.
Yeah. Yeah, really, I do like them, but yeah, we'll see. I just got them because I could, and then like, I don't know if they're even going to show up, but if they don't, I won't go out of my way to get them. So,
well, no, that's the thing.
Experiment, you know?
Exactly. It's an experiment. If it shows up, it shows up. I mean, that's the thing. That's the way I feel with most of the stuff that I pre-order now. It's like, oh, well, you know, unless it's from ages 3 and up. If it's from somewhere else.
Or something.
Yeah. I mean, they'll definitely ship. And
they will.
So, I mean, that's the thing. When I took the chance on that TF Safari stuff, and it showed up. So, I mean, it's a legit site. You know, you'll get what you order. So, you know, that's... Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing. It's funny when places that aren't Hasbro can supply you with stuff much easier than Hasbro. So it's another case of, you know, creating haves and have-nots in the community. But, you know, if I could get it, I'll get it. If it shows up on Amazon.ca, you'll be able to hear my mouse clicking. So,
yeah. I'm excited. If I, like I said, if they show up, I'll be happy. If not,
yeah,
track them down.